The early years of World War II saw Nazi Germany dominate Europe, but by the end of 1941, as Adolf Hitler continued to build his empire, events in the Pacific took on their own momentum as Imperial Japan and America became locked in battle after the bombing of the US naval fleet at Pearl Harbor. As the smoke and flames rose from Pearl Harbor, America and its president, Franklin D. Roosevelt, could no longer remain on the sidelines of the war that had been waging in Europe for over 2 years. And on December 7, 1941, the hostilities were transformed into a global conflict. This would mark the beginning of a new chapter in the Second World War, where the Americans joined the fight for what Roosevelt had laid out as the four freedoms. The first was freedom of speech, the second, freedom of religion and expression, the third, freedom from want, and last, but by no means least, the fourth was freedom from fear. The story of how the nation, which so treasured its neutrality, and had gone to such great lengths to avoid fighting on foreign soil, joined the war, will follow in the footsteps of Roosevelt, the man responsible for the American dream. Born on January 30, 1882, in Hyde Park, New York, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the son of James Roosevelt and Sarah Ann Delano, who both came from wealthy and well-established families of New York State. On his mother's side, Franklin was descended from a French pilgrim who had begun the perilous journey from England to America, sailing alongside the Mayflower. Delayed by problems en route, Philippe Delannoy finally set foot on American soil in 1621. 2 decades later, Claus van Roosevelt, the ancestor of James Roosevelt, sailed from Holland to arrive in near Amsterdam, or New York, as it is known today. The Roosevelts were a powerful family, and Franklin lived a privileged life, studying at one of America's most highly regarded universities, Harvard. During his time there at the beginning of the 20th century, his fifth cousin, Theodore Roosevelt, was made President of the United States in 1901. He quickly became a hero and role model to the younger Roosevelt, who was inspired by Theodore's strong leadership. Soon after his cousin stepped into the White House, Franklin met Theodore's niece, Anna Eleanor Roosevelt, who he would eventually marry in 1905. Eleanor gave Italian and Jewish immigrant children dance classes on the Lower East Side and tried to show Franklin the more deprived side of American life. It was something the future president never forgot, and together the couple would eventually make immense changes, improving the way many poor people...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?